The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on Monday, April 13th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial. We're at kgvm.org online. Thanks for coming along for the ride this afternoon. It's Monday, the 13th of April, and it's looking like it might try to rain out there in the Bozeman area today. We'll see. But I'm going to play some music now for the next hour, get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! Before I do that, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors that helped support our programming. First up, it's time again for the Stand-Up Pop-Up. Stand-Up Pop-Up is Bozeman's monthly early evening short format stand-up comedy showcase, and April's episode will see a cavalcade of thrills, chills, spills, hopefully not the beer, and comedy. April's showcase features local legend and certified gutbuster Garrison Choits, alongside Butte heavy hitter Paul Rowdy and Missoula comedy champ Jordan Demander. Capping it all off is touring comic Skylar Bulks, all the way from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The event is on Saturday, April 18th at 6 p.m. at Opry Brewing at 1216 West Lincoln Street, Suite A, next to Jimmy John's by the campus. Warning, the show may contain mature material, so, you know, if that sort of thing bothers you, maybe check out something else that time. Otherwise, it's the Stand-Up Pop-Up on Saturday the 18th at 6 p.m. Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four. KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Poplar, Montana, in the far northeast corner of the state, two juveniles, a 12-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl, attacked a 10-year-old boy with a machete two Mondays ago, March 30th. Fort Peck Tribal Law Enforcement said that on Monday, March 30th, law enforcement responded to an incident between a number of juveniles in Poplar. The attack happened around 8 p.m. Monday, just a few blocks from where the 10-year-old boy lives in Poplar. Authorities don't yet know the reason for the attack by teenagers and preteens on the boy, and to make matters worse, the incident was recorded and displayed on social media channels. The boy was taken to a local hospital in Poplar, then to St. Vincent Regional Hospital in Billings for advanced care. The boy's grandmother, Kathy Red Eagle, says that the injury to her grandson's knee was so severe it required surgery on Tuesday and a second surgery on Thursday. Red Eagle said, "I saw how deep the cut was. They almost cut his leg off. It was three quarters off. They cut a main tendon. He's going to have a lot of physical therapy," she said. Three juvenile suspects were arrested and two are still in custody. Now, federal authorities are investigating. A series of violent incidents across the Fort Peck Indian Reservation over the past week, including the machete assault involving juveniles, are now under investigation by the FBI. The juveniles in the machete attack are charged with attempted murder, a felony. When crime takes place on a reservation, tribal law enforcement as well as federal authorities have jurisdiction. The FBI can aid tribal police and provide resources for a more thorough investigation than that which the Fort Peck Tribal Law Enforcement can provide. Montana's freshman Republican U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy made an emergency landing in a small aircraft just outside Ennis, Montana last Friday, April 10th. The small plane was carrying two people, Sheehy and another unnamed individual. It's unknown from where and to what destination Sheehy was flying. First responders were dispatched to the scene. Sheehy and his companion exited the aircraft safely, and a fuel leak was contained by emergency personnel. The Madison County Sheriff's Office reported that the scene is secure, and federal aviation authorities will conduct an investigation into the emergency landing by Senator Sheehy. The Montana Department of Transportation will start construction on the I-90 Belgrade to Bozeman project on Monday, April 13th. The project starts just east of the Belgrade Airway Boulevard interchange, exit 299, and ends at the North Rouse Avenue Railroad overpass in Bozeman. Road construction will include improvements to the I-90 bridges over Valley Spur Road, which will require single-lane traffic on the bridges for about 2 weeks. Drivers should expect minor delays and should plan for extra travel time. Bridge work also will include a 15-foot width restriction while bridge improvements are being completed. Drivers will be directed to alternate routes due to the width restriction. The I-90 Belgrade to Bozeman project also will include resurfacing the roadway by milling the existing surface, applying a new overlay, and finishing with a chip seal, upgrading pavement markings, signage, and guardrails, and constructing minor bridge improvements. Starting on Sunday, April 19th, road construction crews will start milling and paving at night to minimize impacts on the traveling public. The road work will require single-lane traffic and will be done between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., Sundays through Thursdays. Crews will set up a detour when they begin milling and paving the I-90 on- and off-ramps. Traffic will return to two lanes during the day. The I-90 Belgrade to Bozeman project is expected to be completed by late summer. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I think it's time to get into some music, and it's going to kind of wander around here a little bit today. And for no particular reason that I can discern, I'm going to start out with a couple by the Romantics off of their self-titled debut album. This was from a few years back in 1979. I'm going to play you a couple cuts that are sequential on the album and always go together in my head. What I Like About You and She's Got Everything. I'm going to keep it going after that with some Montana music for a couple. Off of the Loved Arts album Girly, I'll play the lead-in cut Pink Dreams. And then the Sleepless Elite with I Can't Take This Anymore. And then a cut by Kiss the Tiger, a band I saw down at the filling station last week that really, really like them. I've got this album, Infinite Love. I'm going to play Every Little Piece of Me. Finish the setup with Marcy Playground and Sex and Candy.
Thank you. just like Joey Ramone.
La 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 about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yet there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. This surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
That was a little Marcy Playground for you back almost 30 years ago. That was Sex and Candy. Before that, Kiss the Tiger did Every Little Piece of Me. The Sleepless Elite did I Can't Take This Anymore. I played Pink Dreams, one of my favorite Love Darts songs. Starting out with a couple by the Romantics, What I Like About You and She's Got Everything. This is KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music for this Monday afternoon drive time. And I'm going to thank another one of our underwriters for their support. Then we'll hear today's climate connections.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Country Bookshelf, Bozeman's locally owned independent bookstore since 1957. Country Bookshelf at 28 West Main Street in downtown Bozeman offers a wide selection of books as well as special events like author readings, book clubs, reading challenges, and the popular Country Bookshelf staff picks. Country Bookshelf is open 7 days a week, and there's more information online at countrybookshelf.com.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Power plants, refineries, factories, and diesel trucks create air pollution that warms the climate and harms people's health. And Latino people are often particularly vulnerable. Neighborhoods with large Latino populations are more likely than predominantly white communities to be located near sources of pollution. And Hilda Braganza of the Hispanic Access Foundation says many Latinos also work outside.
We are in the construction industry, we're in the landscaping industry.
So it's harder to avoid breathing industrial pollution or wildfire smoke, which is similarly dangerous. To help people learn about pollution where they live, the Hispanic Access Foundation gave air quality sensors to churches in 12 communities. So far, the group has analyzed a year's worth of data. It shows, for example, that in Weslaco, Texas, Caldwell, Idaho, and San Bernardino, California, concentrations of particulate pollution exceeded EPA standards. Braganza says the information gets people talking.
things like, I didn't know how bad the air was in my area. What can we do to protect our families? What can we do to advocate for better air?
So she says the data is helping educate and engage Latino communities and inspiring people to take action. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, I'm going to keep it going here with set by some local singer-songwriters. I'm going to start out with Lena Rich from her album King Tide. I'll play Idaho. And then I guess not necessarily completely local, but Martha Scanlon, she might be living out around Portland now. She was in Missoula, then she was over on the Powder River. And so she's been around Montana quite a bit. A new single of hers called 14 Days that she just put out with John Neufeld here this year. Cut by Mercedes Carroll from her newest album, We Lost Track of the Stars, called Am I on Your Mind? Finished the setup with Lena Marie Schiffer from her new album, House of Sky and Another Mountain.
Lately I've felt it all moving too fast. Not so when I want it so badly to last. I was counting the cracks in the pavement. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jeopardy's flickering on in your window. A cold night for summer, so I'm painting a picture in a postcard to you. I don't know if I'll send it.
Love. Baby, give me 14 days. Baby, give me 14 days. If your heart still turns away, baby, happy, baby, I'll be on my way. But remember the day. Oh, remember the day. Blooming lily white in the deep green of the pines, like sleeping on a starry sky. And the rain took us in, and the rain took us in. Don't you keep it in the grave. Don't you keep it in the grave. And the river, oh, the river, don't run back on itself till it's taken in the tide. Taken. Stretch thin a mile wide, the sea takes it in, and the sea takes it in, and the sea takes it in, and the sea takes it in. Takes in the rain over and over and over again. Takes in the rain over and over again. Takes in the rain. Ooh.
to a simple rhyme. I've seen you smile, but only some of the time. I wish to be near you, that's my crime. Oh, I can't help it. I've sang every word you lend to my sad songs. Heard me sigh when I know that I'm wrong, and yet you always keep playing along. Oh, you can't help it.
Just need a little quiet. Reaching the top.
That was Lena Marie Schiffer from her album House of Sky with Another Mountain. Before that, Mercedes Carroll did Am I on Your Mind. Martha Scanlon and John Neufeld did 14 Days and started out with Lena Rich in Idaho. You're tuned to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I want to thank an underwriter and then hear today's Labor History in 2. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. The Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close, and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and an open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1873. That was the day the single most deadly incident of the Reconstruction era occurred, known as the Colfax Massacre. As many as 150 black Republicans in Colfax, Louisiana, were slaughtered by white supremacists determined to destroy advances made by the formerly enslaved. Results of the 1872 gubernatorial election in Louisiana had been hotly contested. President Ulysses S. Grant ordered federal troops in to support the Republican winner, William Pitt Kellogg. A number of black radical Republicans had also won or retained local and state political positions. William Ward, a black Civil War veteran and militia leader, had won a seat in the state legislature. By the beginning of April, he and others were being threatened with attacks on the Grant Parish Courthouse in Colfax and lynchings by defeated white Southern Democrats. Desperate for backup, Ward and others left for New Orleans to appeal for federal reinforcement. On the Holy Easter Sunday, ex-Confederates, Klansmen, and Democrats rode into Colfax armed with guns, rifles, knives, and a cannon. 150 black Republicans were ready to defend their courthouse. Fighting raged on for hours, but eventually black Republicans were forced to retreat and then were massacred. 97 whites were indicted on federal conspiracy charges under the 1870 Enforcement Act, designed to enforce civil rights and root out Klan terror. The case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and resulted in the ruling United States versus Cruikshank, which essentially gutted the Enforcement Act. Of the 97 indicted, 9 were tried, and 3 were initially found guilty. The Cruikshank ruling eventually overturned their convictions and effectively marked the legal end of Reconstruction. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.
Whoa there. I'm kind of, for some reason, stuck back in the 80s and 70s today. I'm going to play a few more songs to finish out today. I'm going to start out with The Alarm from an album called Eye of the Hurricane from back in 1987 with Rescue Me. Then some Talking Heads from Fear of Music, Life During Wartime. A little U2 from their debut album Boy and I Will Follow. Finish up with As Much As I Can Squeeze In of Blue Sky Mine from Midnight Oil, the title cut from their 1990 album.
A runaway train to liberate, tear these bombs asunder. A fugitive running from a chain gang. Comfort me, grant me absolution. I'm running on my life, running on my day, running through the night. Seems like forever. Take me now, I'm so tired. Take me now, this time forever.
looking for protection. I wonder if there's a color asylum of atom bomb running from destruction. Cover me while I see defection. Running on my life, running on my day, running through the night. Seems like forever. Take me now. I'm so tired. Take me now. This time forever. Oh, 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 oh. Rescue me. I'm on a run like a refugee. Oh, 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 oh. Rescue me. I believe you can rescue me.
All right, it looks like I won't have time to get in that Midnight Oil Cut Blue Sky Mine. We'll save that for another day. I do want to let you know, I just saw something about this, that our friends at Whistle Pig Music have a new compilation out, Whistle Pig Music Volume 3, Punk, Alternative, and Indie from the Bozeman area. And you can pick that up at Cactus Records, and I think they've got them down at Whistle Pig. They've got CDs. It's online, too, I'm pretty sure. They're going to have a release party for that down at the Labor Temple on Sunday, the 26th of April. So you can come on down. I'm sure you can get a copy of that for yourself. And we're going to have a lot of great music for that show. So hope you can come down and check it out. And I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon to KGVM Bozeman. And hope you'll stay tuned right here for Democracy Now! Coming up next, then Health and Happiness, and the Green Room Graffiti and the Attention Deficit Happy Hour. I'll be back at 10 with the Jazz Nightcap tonight. So, hope to see you soon. Have a good night.